I grant you that, and after that you will get me. You will get both. But for you came to me in the beginning, you will get that also. And you will get myself also. And Dhruva, naturally, he had his affection towards her mother, towards his mother, who really sent him to this direction. So Bhatmapadarsa Guru, not on the mundane connection, but the spiritual connection also he got from her. So he could not forget her. He did not ask any favor for his father or brother or anyone else but mother. Why? Her mother was the cause of his mother was the cause of his present wealth. So some sort of gratitude he had naturally for his mother, and asked that she should also be granted such grace. Her mother was not really guru, but Bhatmapadarsa, gave suggestion to take the path towards the Lord. And what Prabhupada wrote, that we consider to be his modesty, his humility, that one of my disciples will help me to go there. That is goodwill for the disciple, Ashirvad, blessing. He's seeing his disciple so great, not ordinary servant of Guru. Disciple is not a servant of the Guru, as if this is the standpoint of the vision of Guru to the disciple. Disciple should think that Guru is all in all, but Guru does not see that he is my servant. He says that the soul I have offered to the deity, and he is my Gurudev, he is my Pujya. Even an ordinary flower, a fruit, if we offer it to the deity, then that flower we cannot enjoy, but we have to serve that flower. We have to touch that flower on our head, which is offered already. So Guru offers some soul towards the feet, divine feet of Krishna, and he sees that that is a pure thing coming in connection with Krishna. That is my... I should have some reverence towards him. He is already dedicated to Krishna. Whatever is dedicated, whatever comes in connection with Krishna, that should be considered as pure. And with some reverence we have to deal with that. That is the real vision of the Guru of Uttamadhikari. Hare Krishna. He says rather his own Guru's vaibhav. My Gurudev has given so many things to help me in my activity, in my service to Krishna. I can't serve Krishna alone, so my Gurudev, to help me in my service, he has given so many assistance to me in my work, in my service towards Krishna. That is his vision, generally. But when Gurudev comes to chastise, to punish a disciple, he is in Pallavita Vakva. At that time, he considers from the normal standpoint that he is besides himself. The special will of Krishna has descended in him to deal with the disciples in that way. When he thinks that I know, you do not know, and you must do things, otherwise I shall punish you, this attitude is abnormal. This attitude in Guru, that is abnormal. Mahaprabhu also has said, mentioned in, when he was teaching Sanatana Goswami, Prahlap. And the Prabhupada, our Prabhupada also used that word, Prahlap, Prahlapita Bhakko. Prahlapita Bhakko. That is a temporary feeling, temporary egoistic feeling, descends in Guru when he considers that I am to punish him, I am to teach him in this way. That is not his normal position. His normal position, he is the servant, and he is meant to serve all, even including his disciples. Serving. That service in the spiritual sense. Service. And Sanatana Goswami Mahaprabhu says, Prahlap, I forget the Prahlap. Our Guru Maharaj mentions in a letter when he is addressing to a particular disciple, this is my Prahlapita Vakya, my irrelevant talk to that particular disciple is this, that he should not behave in such a way. This is my irrelevant. I am abnormal. I say like that. Prahlapita Vakya. I pose myself in the position of a guru and him as my disciple, and I have a right to control him, chastise him, to abuse him, to punish him. That is not my normal position, but some acquired tendency. By the divine will, some sort of tendency comes in me, and I become besides myself and behave in this way. And Mahaprabhu also showing such attitude when he is giving his advices to Sanatana Goswami, that what I say to you, this is my prahlap, my abnormal talk, that I know about Krishna and I have come to teach you. But really I feel that so many valuable things are going in a current, passing through me to you, and I do not understand their real meaning. To favor you, Krishna, through me, is passing a current towards you. I feel, but I do not know the meaning, proper meaning of that. In this way, Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana. I forget that prayer. Gaudhari mode, prayer, prahlap. আমি এক বাতুল, তুমি দ্বিতীয় বাতুল, এটা রামানন্দ রাকেশ। অতএব তোমায় আমায় হই সমতুল। By the will of Krishna, that sort of posing comes in any heart, and that makes that him as an instrument in any place. He can make anyone instrument of his the agent of his will. And Nakul Brahmachari also, sometimes he used like that. That Alish. Alish. Alish is in the Jiki Hare. Some sort of
enthusiasm.
Abish. Some mood actually. So to create some mood and through that mood to do some work. To create a particular kind of mood in a person and to utilize that mood for his for a center of activity in any place. He creates a particular mood in any heart and he utilizes that as his center of doing something outside in the environment. Avish. Just that sometimes any god may capture any man's heart or brain. Sometimes the ghost also comes and captures anyone's consciousness and make it his instrument to do this and that. Avish. That sort of inspiration, something like inspiration, a particular mood is created in any place and therefrom it is utilized as his center to do his work. That is Alice. Nidai Gaur Haribo, Nidai Gaur Haribo, Nidai Gaur Haribo. You have come here direct or come to market and
direct.
Do you like to take prasadam here in the noon or go back there before taking food?
We'll take prasadam noon time.
Prasad in noon? Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
What is the meaning of the word kripa? Guru Kripa, so meaning, and how does it come from Guru and obtained by the disciple?
Kripa, Guru's relation to Kripa, disciple is all Kripa. He is willing to extend what he has got within him, the extension of that to the disciple, that is Kripa. His will. And accordingly, his order. His order is the medium, and his will he wants to assert through the order to the disciple. And because that is the service for the purpose of the satisfaction of Krishna, that comes out as Kripa. Without Kripa, we cannot get the connection. Kripa from the higher, that is the connection from up to down. That will, the current, the flow, that is Kripa. And by Seva we can invite that Kripa. We have our earnest desire to serve, that can draw, that's his sympathy. His sympathy. And see the willing extension of the goodness what he has got in his heart. And that is about the supreme entity. A moneyed man can show Kripa only by giving money. An educated man can give us Kripa by extending his knowledge towards us in this way. But the yogi guru, jnani guru, karmi guru, so many devotee guru, Guru's kripa to the disciple, that means his extension, his sympathy, his goodwill to distribute that to the disciple. And the disciple, when he has got such earnest, hankering attitude, he can receive that by the service that vidhi panipatena pariprasneena sevaya. Gita bolo kyo? Seva sahajya amra kripa akarshan korte pari. Reciprocation. Sevar binimaye kripa. Upar theke jeta ashe seta kripa, ar niche theke jeta jaye seta kripa. Ar chabak janye seta holo seva. And the serving attitude can draw that grace, his will, sweet will, goodwill, kripa. Nidai gaur hari bol, nidai gaur hari bol, nidai gaur hari bol. Dayal nidai, dayal nidai, dayal nidai. Kripa. To extend the goodwill at that purity of the of kripa or goodwill depends on the realization of the person who is extending the kripa. Kyo kripa ke Krishna dan, kyo kripa ke Narayan dan, kyo kripa ke Brahmagyan deben, kyo yog siddhi deben, jar jemon kripa kore kya artha ache kichu kripa kore artha deben, jar jeta ache se dite pare satpri tar তার সম্পত্তি, তার ওয়েদ অপরকে দেওয়া, কৃপা করুন, কৃপা করুন।
Yesterday you were saying, Krishnadas Kaviraj. Yesterday you mentioned, Krishnadas Kaviraj. Humility, Jagai Madai Moise Papishta Kula, Kita Vishtreva Kita Moise Logishta. And also Sanatana Goswami tells,
Bhalakram to Korupesha,
Kubisha Kupe,
Sanatana Goswami is Danya, best exceeds all. Because he is not abusing him, but he also mentions his predecessors that we do not find anywhere. I am so mean, so low, it is mentioned in many places. But niji bangsa janma, I am born in a mean line, my lineage also is mean. It doesn't mean we do not find anywhere such thing. Nichi vamsi janmamod, nichi nichacha is abusing his own origin also. I did not find it anywhere else. It is easy to abuse one's own self, but it is not so easy to abuse the very origin that we find in him only. But the opposite in Jiva Goswami, he told that our lineage is a very dignified one. They are Brahmin, they are a royal family, and they came from Maharashtra to Puri, and from there to the banks of the Ganges. They are of dignified position, which has produced Rup Sanatana. That type of devotion never to be found anywhere. That has been written by Jiva Goswami. the devotee of the type of Rupa Sanatana never to be found anywhere. Mm-hmm. Goswami has told. Rupa Sanatana type, very high type. Once in Gaurimandal, Jaivadharma we find. When Vaishnavadas is asking his Guru, the bhakti is nitya. Bhakti is nitya or it comes from Chaitanya Deva, Ramanuja or someone, or it is eternal. Then the Guru is answering, it is nitya, it is eternal. He says, but I asked Sanatana Goswami, Bhagavat Parshad, who is the eternal paraphernalia amongst those of Mahaprabhu. I put this question to him in Vrindavan. And Sanatana Goswami answered, yes, bhakti is eternal, we find in the Veda and in the past. But if you have got special regard for me, then I shall come to say that what Sri Chaitanya Dev brought here, this type of bhakti could not be found before him. Anatyacharin chiyat karutayapati nakkaru, which has never been bestowed previously. He took that quality bhakti in this world of the ordinary people. What was reserved in Goloka, only for the selected few in Vraja. He has taken down that in this world for the public. The Sanatana Goswami says, this is my opinion. But in the Shastra we find, yes, bhakti is eternal. But the type, the prema bhakti, what Chaitanya Deva has brought down here, never experienced before, never mentioned anywhere in we find. That is the realization of Sanatana. So Sanatana was such type of devotee. Guru kahe tuma sparshi atma pavitri di bhakti vale paro tumi brahmanda shodhiti. Mahaprabhu goes to embrace him, Sanatana is running away, no, don't touch me, I minister the mean, untouchable, you don't touch me, my Lord, you won't touch me, I am minister the mean. Mahaprabhu forcibly embracing him. I to purify me, I touch you, Sanatana, not to purify you. By your touching, I may think, I will be satisfied that I am being purified. Asparsi, atma-pavittiti, bhakti vale paratami brahmandare. You have got such type of intense devotion that by dint of that you can purify the whole of the universe. Kali Sanatana.
Nita Sangha, Nita Jati.
Nita Jati. Jati, you never mentioned, I do not find any mention about the Jati. In the case of Prahlad, might have been mentioned, Daitya Kule, that my origin from the demonic line. That is a gross thing. Gross thing, that is already condemned, Daitya. Devan Daitya. And here devotional Brahmin school, and there also Sanatana says that is Nij Jati, Nij Sangi, Nij Ajar, everything is only my fortune that I have got, your connection. This is my only.
Maharaj, this well, Madhvacharya Udupi.
Yes.
That Ashtamadha, that eight madhas,
yes.
They say the caste is there, the caste is, by birth,
yes.
That they interpret the Chadurvarnyam Maya system, that sloka, little different way than us. They are also from our Guru Parambara, na?
Kapilbandham Maya system, that is by principle. Generally, we may accept that of the fleshy consideration, but from the extreme standpoint, it is only guna karma vibhaga gato. In Bhagavad also it is explained, jasya jal lakhanam praktam pungsu varnabhik banjakam jad anyatrapi disyeta tatte naiva vinirdishet. It is not accidental thing, but it is based on some principle. Satya gun, but Vaishnava Hari Bhakti is nirgun. So, according to the degree of the devotion to Vishnu, real varnasram has been based on the principle.
Is they are right or wrong?
Who?
The Ashtambada Udupi.
If they give the final consideration only with this present bond, then they are wrong. They do not recognize the very spirit that is given in Bhagavatam. Devarshi Narad, when he is speaking about the dharma in the court of Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Brahman Sulakhan is this, Kshatriya Lakhan is this, Vaishya is such, and the Shudra is such. Their ideal is different according to their position. Now, if we found that just in the case of Parashuram, son of a Brahmin, but his attitude is that of a Kshatriya. So Parashuram should be given recognition as Kshatriya, not Brahmin. At the same time, Vishwamitra, he comes from Kshatriya school, but his attitude, his nature is that of a Brahmin. He should be given recognition as a Brahmin. This is the purpose of the Narad saying there. Generally, you may take.
In Gita, this guna karma vipaksha.
Guna karma. So, Brahmin's guna is mentioned there. These are the qualifications of a Brahmin. But if the Brahmin is devoid of such guna, then he should be considered a daitya.
But this.
Brahma daitya.
This guna is by this birth or previous birth?
Not previous birth.
Then how?
Guna means guna is present there in his mind. The guna, this attitude.
Suppose
he has got a Brahmin, Brahma Janati Brahmano. But who is a Brahmin? The standard, the qualification has been written there. Not by who is a born Brahmin, he is a Brahmin. Brahma Janati Brahmano. Who is conscious of the spiritual substance, he is a Brahmin. And that is the real criterion. And this is ordinary because just as a doctor's son may not be doctor, but doctor's son has got the facility of becoming a doctor. From his childhood, he is saying those bottles, the medicine, the test tube, all these things, he has got some experience. But still, if he is an idiot, he should not be considered as a doctor. This is a Brahmin son, means by some previous good karma, he has got the chance of being born in a Brahmin family. And he gets the facility of seeing and coming in contact and practices, all these things. But in spite of that, if he becomes an atheist, he should not be considered a Brahmin any longer.
But that's a Kalapaha. God is making Brahmin.
God has made on the principle. Guna karma vibhagasa. Not that Brahmin, then one word, Brahmin's son is Brahmin, Shudra's son is Shudra. Then what is the meaning of this guna karma vibhagasa? I have created on this principle. The principle is this, guna and the karma. According to his quality and according to his practice, I have divided. But if that is found, this is jati brahman and vritta brahman. But if come in a jati brahman, but that quality of a Brahmin is absent, then he should not be considered a Brahmin any longer.
But the genetic science also do something.
What to speak of that? Narakasura is son of Krishna, and he is called Asura. Do you know Narakasura? Have you heard his name? Narakasura?
Yes, I heard.
And he is whose son? Varahadev's son. When the Lord came as Varaha, by his contact, the earth produced Narakasura. So, son of Vishnu, but he is Asura. What there is? And this Brahmin also Sattva-gun, and to Nirgun it is nothing. A Brahmin can again become a Shudra, a become an Antaja. But Nirgun, if you can acquire once, that won't be diminished. That is of permanent nature. The Nirgun quality of permanent nature. But this is trifle. A Brahmin can be again born as a Shudra. First one was a Brahmin, then became Dharma Badha. He was born in a Badha family. You know from Mahabharata? Dharma Badha. In his previous birth, he was a Brahmin. He was the minister's son of a king, Brahmin minister. But by his bad karma, next birth, he became a Badha hunter. So his heart is going up and down now. And what is Nirguna? Neha Vikramana Shasti Pattabhayavani. When once acquired, it won't leave you any time. That is Nirguna. Neha Vikramana Shasti Pattabhayavani Vidyati Shalpavapasya Dharmasya Trayati Mahatu Vayat. That is something else.
But in ordinary sense, we can find it.
So, Viprad in Bhagavatam, Viprad, Dishar Bunajutat, Aravinda Lava. Pādhāra-bindu viṅkhāt sapacaṁ varishthaṁ manye. I consider the son of a chandāl to be of to hold the higher position than a son of a Brahmin, who is endowed with 12 qualities of a Brahmin. Di sarguna, di means twice, sarguna, sar means six. Twice, six means 12 gun of a Brahmin. And above that, a chandal, if he has got real bhakti, real devotion to you, it is mentioned there. King Punar, manhi pārta papasritta jepishu pāpajūnaya stiyo vishyastata suddha sti piyānti parāṅgatim. I am such that anyone coming in connection with me, achieves the highest position. And Brahmin also, if they come in my connection, they will also attend. But without my connection, without the Vaishnava connection, the Brahmin, they are vulnerable, going up the Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravarti. What to speak of Brahmins, even Brahma, Abhin Chada Mangalam, Brahma is also to die, to suffer from disease. The Brahma, what of Brahman? The whole thing, that is Sattva-guna. Sattva-guna, and that is Nirguna. Sattva-guna, guna means vadhi. Gun means vadhi, which is not a positive, it is a negative thing, guna. And Nirguna is positive. And guna is negative. It is a vadhi, means disease. But disease, a good disease, a bad disease. Brahman means less disease, less serious. Khatriya Vasya Shudra, serious disease. But this is the diseased part of the world. The wholesome part, that is Nirguna, Vaikuntha, etc. So Guna, Sattva Guna, that is less disease. Disease, not very serious type. But still it is disease, Sattva Guna. Guna, Maya Guna, it comes from Maya. Maya means maya, misunderstanding, miscalculation. So Brahmin, Khatriya, Vaishya, all come from miscalculation. A wholesale under miscalculation, good and bad. Just it is generally told that the stool, there is raw and there is dried stool. A dried stool is little better than the raw stool. Do you follow?
Yeah.
Stool, human stool. Human stool, dried and fresh. What is the better? The dried is little better than the fresh stool. You have follow. So Brahmins is a dried stool. Because it is found on misconception, Maya. Maya means misconception. Erroneous. In the plane of jurisdiction of error, less error are grave error. But it is error. Madhya school, they are more towards this flesh and blood. Little partial they are.
They are also from our Guru Parampara.
A Guru Parampara, but Krishna has also Guru, Sandipani. But whom should we take higher? Sandipani or Krishna? Then Madhya's Guru is Brahma, Brahma Sampradaya. Brahma. Brahma is Adi Guru. The Brahma cannot understand the ways of Krishna, Brahma Mohan. In Vrindavan, do two chapters, Brahma Mohan. Brahma fails to understand the Leela of Krishna. It is there, but Madhya has abolished those chapters. He did not accept. That Brahma, Adi Guru, he cannot be deluded in such a way. He did not accept that. But we find in every place, in other schools, Nimbarko, Ramanuj, there in Bhagavatam we find that Brahma Mohan, two chapters. But Madhvacharya, then Madhvacharya has again, we do not accept that, but we hate that. Madhvacharya has said the gopis, gopis are sarvesya. Gopis in Vrindavan, they are prostitutes of the heaven. But we can't accept that. With all our due respect to him, we differ from him and we hate this idea. With respect to Ramanuja, but one, Veer Raghavachari, who is a commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam, his opinion is Radha Rani, he was the avatar of Surpanakha, who was in the Ramlila was Surpanakha.
Yes, yes.
He came to be born as Radharani. We hate it. But we have got general respect for Ramanuja because he conquered Shankaracharya and placed the bhakti over that. We accept Mahaprabhu in toto. And his interpretation of Bhagavatam, not others' interpretation. And also we have got our arguments, our realization for that. We feel that. So, our reverence to the old Acharya should be considered. Then why, what the Mahaprabhu, Anur Pito Chen, what has never been given before, you have taken that holiest thing to us. The Krishna, amongst Dasavatar, no mention about him. His brother Baladev is mentioned amongst Dasavatar. Then should we not have recognition for Krishna? Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, previous to that Bhagavatam it is not mentioned everywhere, then should we not accept Krishna as he is the most original? So, new things have truth may evolve and according to our inner tendency we are to accept, appreciate and accept.
We are very much proud over our parampara, Guru Parampara.
Yes.
If there is a different opinion.
I saw that Madhya, you know, when I was in charge of Madras.
Yes.
1931 or so. The greatest among the Acharya, Satyodhan Tirtha. Uttaradi, he was the Acharya of the Uttaradi Math. Eight maths.
Yes, Ashtamad.
Ashtamad. And some was entrusted with the worship of the deity and some for preaching. And Uttaradi Math was the greatest, had at least the greatest number of followers, the Uttaradi Math. And the Acharya was Satyodhan Tirtha. And when he went to Benares and other places, which used to be drum, "Whoever Mayavadi you are, I have come to discuss with me. I shall prove that you are erroneous." Such type of a man he was. Then he came to Madras with elephants and horses and cows and so many. With big retinue he came to Madras. And so many followers, barristers, advocates, professors, followers. We went to him, myself, Ban Maharaj, and this Madhav Maharaj, at that time he was Haigri Brahmajar, approached him. "We are always out to get some correction from anybody." We approached him that we want to have duties to be installed in our mutt, if you kindly pay the cost, we shall take the duty. With this idea we went. Of course he gave something, not the whole. But then he is with his disciples, he is sitting there. There is Gopalamurti nearby. And he is a sannyasi, perhaps only one. And we, two sannyasis, went there. And the nirnirasi, nirnamaskriya, sannyasi, generally, they do not bow down to head to any other. They were hesitating. Then he was an intelligent man. He told that here is Gopala. And we bowed down to Gopala, and he also bowed down to Gopala at the same time. So the good manners finished there. Now the talk began. In course of the talk, the question of the deities, the Archamurti, came up. Then the Gopal that Madhvacharya himself got from somewhere, and that Gopal we have got, and I am keeping that Gopalamurti with me, and I am worshipping him and doing my propaganda in this way, he represented. Then the Srimurti, the ontology of Srimurti, Diti, Archa, that came in. And he told his opinion that inside the Archamurti there is Lord. And our contention was the whole body, not an ordinary body, it may be seen by the fleshy eye as mineral or wood or stone or anything else, but the whole cell is Bhagavan, Chinmay, it is not matter, not the spirit within matter, but the whole body is a conscious representation. That was our point. We also cited scripture, Deha Dehi Vibhagoyam Neshwari Vidyate Kochit. In the case of the deities, we must not come to realize that there is some difference between the deho, the limb, the body, and the dehi, who is inside, living inside the body. No distinction in the case of the Supreme Lord. He told perhaps, it is in the spiritual matter, but in Archamurti it is not so. What we can see here, it is not so. And unfortunately, he gave an example, and that was very filthy one. If we strike with a club, the shalogram is considered as born deity, but if we strike it with a hammer, then it is reduced to dust. When he pronounced this, we put our hands over the ear. And he was perplexed, and the whole audience, our respectable audience, they also saw, what is this? What our Gurudev told, that these sadhus, they are putting, covering their ears. Then the argument is, and Madhvacharya himself has said like that, he told. That in the jiti there is the presence of the Lord, and the jiti is not the Lord. And he wants to continue his argument. Then anyhow, I heard one sloka from Bhagavatam, from our Guru Maharaj, I got some conception from that. Sarva-vedanta sarangyat brahmātma ikatta lakkhanam vastad-dityam tannishtam kaivalya ikat-prayojanam. That I wanted to push, the meaning of that, the kaivalya ikat-prayojanam. We must not come down to the level of our sense experience, but we shall try our best to retain our position in the scriptural description and not come to rely our senses, mundane senses. We must maintain what has been said in the scripture, that is true, and what I say, this is false. But he does not